Let's ask our mother to help us experience in a most profound way tonight her son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. I'd like to invite you to be seated if you would like, or to kneel if you'd like. And I'd like to lead you in a special prayer. If you'll just say this after me, okay? First, let's take 20 seconds of silence to become aware that Jesus and the Father and the Spirit are loving us. We got all kinds of junk sometimes getting in the way of that. Let's become aware of his love. Father saying to each one of us, my child, I want peace for you. The peace that surpasses all understanding. And if you'll just say a little prayer after me. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. For all the times I've chosen something other than your love. And I love you. And thank you for every sin you've ever forgiven. You shed your blood for that. And I believe in you. Help my unbelief. And Jesus, you said, forgive. And so in your name, Jesus, with your power and your grace, this night I turn in all my grudges. I declare in your precious blood. I write it in your precious blood. I forgive everyone. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Jesus, if I'm tempted to not forgive them in the future, help me to forgive them again. And Jesus, if I'm tempted to not forgive them in the future, help me to forgive them again. And in your name, Jesus, I renounce, cast away from me everything not of you. And in your name, Jesus, I command it, all the garbage, to leave me and not return. And Father, please bless me. I invite you, Holy Spirit, into my heart anew. On the drive, I was hearing, speak to their hearts. Speak to their hearts. And this week, a friend told me earlier in the week that he sensed in prayer that the Lord wanted each of you. And I've been praying, people have been covering this night with prayer, all the people who would be here, whether it's your first awaken or your 70th awaken, that you are loved. You are loved with a more magnificent love than we can get our minds around fully in this life. We'll have to wait for the beatific vision, but we don't have to wait until the beatific vision to live in that love now and to be men and women of that love. He loves you. And tonight he wants you to experience that love. You can let go of everything and let him love you. It's okay. Whatever it is. The Father has said to his son or daughter tonight, I want peace for you. And he'll make that peace happen. I don't think I've ever given a more important talk than the one tonight. The Lord's been working really powerfully on my heart. And he's working powerfully on your hearts and in the archdiocese, throughout the world, this new evangelization. And I think tonight he has a commissioning for you. And so what I'm going to do is give a little introduction, touch on the scripture that's the theme of this series that the Spirit has been anointing and moving. I'm going to talk about glory, God's glory a little bit. And I'm going to talk about cultivating a heart and a mind that can radiate God's glory. Then I want to talk about the Lord's put on my heart rising in this Easter season to continue to rise. And then shining. So we got glory, cultivating a heart and a mind ready to radiate glory, rising and shining. We are in most sacred, hallowed days right now. We've begun the novena to the Holy Spirit. This is the church's first novena. Jesus told them, you wait in Jerusalem till you're clothed with feedback. Till you're clothed. I'm a little bit intense right now. I don't know if, try to crack a joke. So, wait until you're clothed with power from on high. And they waited those 9 days from his ascension, which the Church Universal celebrates Thursday. We celebrate on newlyweds. I love you, newlyweds. Good to see you. Praise God. Newlyweds. Praise God. And so, and maybe later Gerardo will do a special dance for us. He's got a dance. It is awesome. Wait until you're clothed with power from on high. And then we know Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out. And in the Archdiocese of Detroit, we are preparing for a Pentecost like no other. We spent a year praying for the new Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit anew on his church, on his people in Detroit, that we would know like never before God's love. And we would walk with a new boldness. And it's already unfolding. We are in this novena time until the Pentecost in Detroit. And it is going to be incredible. God's going to issue something through the Archbishop's hands. We're going to take it. We're going to read it. And our churches are going to explode. There are already amazing things happening. And you are part of that explosion. Tonight, you will be invited and given a commission to be empowered to rise and shine in an incredible way. There's no coincidence that this theme from Isaiah chapter 60 was chosen. And that this series with Father Steve Madsen and then Father Matthias Thelen and now it falling tonight. God is orchestrating something and you are part of it. Let's see that. That it's no mistake that you're here tonight. God's got you in the palm of his hands and he's got a plan. Something incredible and powerful that he's going to do through you. In the scripture, that is the theme. We hear Luke's, the gospel, I'm sorry. We hear Isaiah the prophet say to a church on its way, a covenant, the people of the covenant, not the church, but the people of the old covenant, God's people, on their way out of exile and into a new light, a new day with God. That's where we're headed. And God told Isaiah to say these words, rise up in splendor. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, the darkness covers the earth. Thick clouds cover the peoples. It's true. This speaks to our day. This is a word for now. But upon you, the Lord shines. And over you appears his glory. You guys, these words speak right now to us. And God is calling us to rise in splendor. Your light has come. And your light is Jesus Christ. And through the Holy Spirit, that God wants to pour out more, a greater awareness in all of us of his presence. He wants to radiate and shine through you like never before. This is all going somewhere for God's glory. And glory in the scriptures, glory, the word is kavod. And the Hebrew word for God's glory, it means weight or weightiness. And it's the overwhelming majesty of God. Jesus, open our hearts and our minds to your overwhelming majesty. And the best definition of glory, kavod, that I've ever heard is his glory is his holiness made perceptible, visible, and radiant to us. God's glory is his presence shining on this earth, shining through you. God's glory is the perceptible manifestation of the light of the world through your smile, through your words. The glory of God, you know this church, is man fully. The glory of God is man fully alive. It's okay, you dance with the best of them. Never forget the night I saw the church dancing. Praise God. Dancing for the Lord. You know? Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. So, glory. Glory is his, it's God's presence manifest through you. God's presence manifest through you. Shining brightly. And let's cultivate a mind and a heart that can radiate God's glory. That can shine God's love. When we move in that love, there's power. Love, it trumps everything. The love of Christ raises people out of darkness again and again. And he told us, and he's telling us tonight, I want you. I want you. To share me with the world, to radiate my presence, that you and I can say, yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. He's inviting us to take a bold step tonight, to cultivate a mind and a heart that is ready to radiate his glory first. Help us, Jesus. You give the talk. Take my words and don't let them be fodder for ears, but food for souls. To cultivate the heart and the mind, I want to introduce you to J.P. L. Gept. You've got to know J.P. L. Gept. First, let's get J.P. L.'s first name. It's like, you know, J.P. 2, but it's J.P. L. So J.P. L., the first name. The second name is Gept. G.E.P.T. J.P. L. Gept. Will you say that with me 3 times? J.P. L. Gept. J.P. L. Gept. J.P. L. Gept. Sue, I'm going to remember that name. And to everybody here whose name I'm always like, forgive me. J.P. L. Gept. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, if there is any, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Whatever is just, whatever is praiseworthy, pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there's any excellence, whatever is praiseworthy, think about these things. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We must think of whatever is just, pure, lovely, gracious, excellent, worthy of praise. Think and allow our minds to become like the rising sun over the ocean in the morning, filled with beauty. No place for bitterness or resentment. Filled with God's love. Thinking of all that is good and beautiful and true. And then the heart. So a mind that thinks of those things will be radiating God, who is just, pure, lovely, excellent, worthy of praise, gracious, full of grace. Your mind will radiate God in the way you speak. This beautiful Irish priest, I was coming from a wedding tonight, and he's a new priest, and I said, "Bless me, Father." And he said, "May God be in your thoughts and in your deeds." I was like, "That sounds so holy. May God be in your thoughts and in your deeds, and everywhere you go and all you do." But it was the thoughts and the deeds that God, if we think, continue to cultivate the virtue, the good habit of thinking of all that is just. I ask you to take those words, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and write them and chew on them and think about what's just and pure and lovely and gracious, excellent, worthy of praise. It covers everything of God. It's amazing. And then the heart, cultivating a heart that can radiate God's glory. True devotion. The heart is the source. It's the center of our thoughts, our feelings, and our desires. So as you work on the mind, thinking with God's grace, it's going to affect your heart, your thoughts, your feelings, and your desires. But our heart, it's the scriptures, St. Paul tells us we were made to grope after God, to feel after God. Our faith is not just all up here. It is right here on our knees and saying, "I love you." And Jesus says, "I'm the bridegroom. You're the bride." True devotion, to keep thirsting for him, thirsting for the goodness of the Lord, and to share him with the people around you. Oh, it's the way to live. True devotion, taking time in prayer to keep cultivating a heart that radiates his glory. You get that true love of Christ, spending time with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and talk to him and ask him questions and listen to his answers. I can't encourage it enough. Jesus, what are you doing? Father, I love you. And listen back. The church says the conscience is a sanctuary where we are alone with God, and he'll speak to our thoughts, speak to our hearts through our thoughts. So remember JPL GEPT and take it to heart tonight. This is going to be big for the commission. To be a joyful missionary disciple. Cultivating a mind and a heart that can radiate God's glory. And God's glory is the manifestation of his presence, his love. That's the way to live. We get to soak in it. We start just, "I got so much fruit, I don't know what to do." You know, love, joy, peace, and patience. And people at the street, on the street, look at you like you're a weirdo because you're smiling at them and waving at them. But you get some people that are like, you'll get to have a conversation with, you'll get to talk with. And brothers and sisters, let's talk about rise now. So we got the glory. God's presence being manifested. Say it with me 3 times. God's presence being manifested. God's presence being manifested. God's presence being manifested. Love the world. Okay, so then we know we've got to cultivate that mind and that heart that's ready to manifest God's presence, that's ready to become what we receive and to shine it. Ita misa est. She is sent. Amen. Oh, goody, hooty. Well, maybe I should have said it in English. Like, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, you receive Jesus and just, ooh, you got to go out there and give the world Jesus. So now the rise part. Rise. The Lord gave me this scripture. It's in Philippians, and it's St. Paul. He says, listen to this. He says, "I, for my part," he says, "look, just one thing, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue to pursue toward the goal the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. Rise. Rise from your sin. Rise from your bad habits. Rise from your bitterness. Rise into the love of Jesus, into your upward calling in Christ Jesus. Out of the muck, out of the mire, and up into Christ, your upward calling in Christ Jesus. That is freedom. That's the word. We just give me your best. Well, not like Mel Gibson, but a little bit like Mel Gibson. 1, 2, 3. Freedom! Okay, 1, 2, 3. Freedom! I mean, he only died to give us that. 1, 2, 3. Freedom! That's the upward calling in Christ Jesus that unleashes us to walk in the power that God is unleashing on the archdiocese. So, freedom. And it said rising, getting away from the sin, the everything. And I just want to unload tonight for the rising. You guys, it's called Unbound. And there's 5 biblical keys. You got your house keys, they open the door to your house. You got your car keys, they start the car. It's by a guy named Neil Lozano, he's Catholic. It's called the 5 Keys. 5 Keys. And as you leave tonight, there's a flyer, because there's a great conference on the 5 Keys coming up at St. Anastasia. And I've used these 5 Keys actively in ministry for 4 years now. And it's powerful. And these keys, it's letting the power of Jesus Christ, the gospel, be applied to your life. And it's repentance. We did it earlier. I figured I'd sneak it in. So repentance and faith, that first step. The second is forgiveness. The third is renouncing, which is get out of here. I'm done with this crap. Sorry, kids. I'm done with this stuff. The fourth is the word of command. Jesus says, these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. In my name, they will drive out demons. Do not be scared. Demons are evil spirits. They don't show up with a pitchfork. They lean on your thoughts. Try to get you to agree with them. Yep, I'm going to hate Susie forever. No offense, Sue. So I said, Susie, yep, I'm never going to Aunt Jo's house again. Oh, I hate those people. Whatever it may be, wherever we agree with a lie, wherever we agree with a thought that is not of God, that's more than not just human, like I'm tired, I'm sleepy, that's where the evil spirits can work. And in Jesus' name, we've got authority. The Catechism 2666 says, when we say his name, he is present. What? Yeah. In all your bad thoughts and all your frustration, you just say the name of Jesus and watch the freight train roll through. Sometimes you got to say it a good bit. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And then we got to wait and just trust that he's going to work. So it's repentance and faith. It's forgiveness. And it's all in the name of Jesus. The third is renounce. In Jesus' name, I renounce. The fourth is that word of command. In Jesus' name, I command what I've renounced to get out. Don't come back. Fifth, invite. Invite. It's the Father's blessing. The Holy Spirit has that one quote in Scripture. He comes into us and he cries out. Can anybody say it with me? 1, 2, 3. Abba, Father. 1, 2, 3. Abba, Father. Praise you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit comes into us and he helps us to know. He cries out, Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6. So, the Father's blessing. So, the short form is renounce, command, and invite. In Jesus' name, I renounce this unforgiveness. In Jesus' name, I command it to leave me, and I invite the Spirit to fill me. I invite you, Father, to bless me. The Father loves to bless his children. My children, I want peace for you. The 5 keys, powerful way to keep rising in Christ. And then what do we do when we're free? You shine, baby. You shine. You shine the glory of the risen Lord, for yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. He lives in us. And now, I just want to share with you, is the red light on? I never see the red light. Marion's going to, when it comes on, she's going to yell, hey, hey, hey. Okay, no red light. Party time with Jesus, no red light. Okay, just preach your socks off. So the fourth, I'm glad that red light's not on. I hope it's broke. I just got an image of Maureen Durkin's tearing up a Christmas card that was going to come to me. I forgive him, Jesus, but he's not getting a Christmas card. I'm sorry. We're all on God's side. So, okay. So, those 5 keys on the way out there, and you can just Google Unbound. heart of the Father, or heart of the Father, but just unbound. It's amazing, you guys. Archbishop Burns strongly endorsed it. Archbishop Charles Chaput, it's beautiful stuff. It's just the gospel. And it's not about chasing around the evil spirits. You look at Jesus and you recognize what you're experiencing that's not of God. You say, in Jesus' name, I command this craft to leave me. I renounce it and I command it to leave me. It's awesome. It's so freeing. Then when you shine, here we go, you guys. This is that bold step, and the Lord's been doing amazing things. There was a book I read a while ago, about a year and a half ago, that radically challenged me. And it's called Healing by Dr. Mary Healy. And there's a brother in the Lord who has inspired me for years. When I was in the seminary, I heard a talk. He was a new priest, and I heard a talk by him. And I literally said, I want to be a priest like that, on fire and alive in the spirit, bold enough to try to cast out spirits, which as you start to get into that more, you realize it's not hard. In Jesus' name, get out. That's, you just do it. And you guys, this priest has continued to inspire me, and it's Father Matthias Thelen. And on Wednesday night, he has a great desire for healing, and I would say a charism. There's been amazing things that have happened. And on Wednesday night at Our Lady of Good Counsel, a few people were, Mary was there. Amen. Mary received healing that night. Raise your hand if you were at Our Lady of Good Counsel. Yeah, raise your hand if you were healed that night. And God, there was this incredible outpouring. And God, you guys, the premise of Dr. Healy's book that encouraged me so much was this. She said, look, and I'm going to paraphrase her. If you don't know if you have the charisma of healing, if you don't have it, ask God anyway for healings. Because we live in a time where there's a tsunami of secularity. And she said, God wants to answer this with a tsunami of the Spirit. Ask. And I was on retreat when I read that book, and I went out and I started walking around looking for people to pray for. And the first guy I prayed for, it was awesome. I prayed for him, and he's like, and it was his back, and his back didn't get better, but he's like, we're praying, and he's like, then he goes, I'm a preacher too! And then he starts praying for me. He's like, thanks, God! And something Dr. Healy had said was, she said in a talk, she said, be comfortable with risk. Be comfortable with a little bit like a failure. If it looks like it didn't happen, don't worry. And then something Father Matthias had said was, if you love them, there's no failure there. And so, you guys, the signs and the wonders that God wants to work in our time, it's allowing people to experience the power of the gospel, the divine power of the gospel. And tonight, the invitation is, let the Lord equip you. Make the investment to be a radical, joyful missionary disciple. Pick up some tools. Unbound is amazing. Pick those up. You will be able to lead people through it. Your coworker's telling you, I'm so anxious. Sarah, let's sit down and talk. Lead her through a prayer. Help her to renounce anxiety. In Jesus' name, command her to leave and ask the Father. Pray the Father's blessing and listen for the Father's voice. Let's learn to listen for God in our thoughts, speaking to our hearts. Quote, unquote, the catechism says, the conscience is a sanctuary where man is alone with God. Isn't that amazing? We can listen to him and give people a living word. And then let's take that bold step and start asking for healings. You can ask for the charism of healing. But even if you don't have it, ask anyway for healing. And God, out of love for that person, will do amazing things. There was this woman in the hospital, and I have not discerned that I have a charism of healing, but I won't stop asking. I ask him for the charism, and I ask every day for healing anyway for people. And little by little, I've seen some cool things. And I want you to be encouraged, because this is a priest telling you, I haven't discerned. I've discerned. I can't say that I have the charism of healing. I can't. But I keep asking, and I'm seeing some cool things. And it makes me think that the new evangelization and the new Pentecost is on. And all you got to do is paddle out, get up on the wave, and just say, Jesus, in your name, I command the pain to leave Sarah's knee. Give it a go. You got nothing to lose. Holy Spirit, come upon this person. That's it. Ask the Holy Spirit to come upon him. In Jesus' name, command it to leave. Try to listen to your thoughts. YouTube Father Matthias, listen to some of his teachings. And the best part, I bumped into Father, it was Providence. Father Matthias and I are talking on the porch of the seminary yesterday. And the best part of this, it's his strong conviction and the conviction of Dr. Healy, Ralph Martin. God wants to give these gifts. He wants to give these gifts. And one of Father Matthias' big things is he loves to try to teach people to pray for healing and then say, go do it. Go do it. You just ask him what's hurting. He asks the Holy Spirit to come upon him. Try to listen for the Father speaking a word. What are you doing, Father? And just pray. In Jesus' name, I command it to leave. In Jesus' name, I command it to be healed. There was this lady, red lights on. Oh boy. There was this lady. Just one little story. And this is for God's glory. I've been seeing some things and I'm grateful for it. It's like, thank you, God. And I keep waiting for like, wouldn't it be awesome if we all had the charisma of healing? Wouldn't it be awesome if we all like knew the five keys really well? And we left the church like, I'm gonna use this. That's the commission. Pick up the tools. We all got the power. Jesus says, all power and authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go. And I'm with you always. And in Mark's gospel, it says the Lord accompanied them with signs and wonders. Wonders. Yeah. So there's this lady in the hospital I'm praying for. And she's got this old head wound is the reason she's there. And it's acting up and whatnot. And we're praying. And then, you know, at one point, I did something and prayed for her again. And then she just said, it's gone. And the man, her friend was with her. She said, it's gone. And her friend was with her and he was Muslim. And we started talking about Jesus and the power of Jesus. And that he's not just a nice guy, but he's God. You guys, God will reward you if you step out in faith and you will be thrilled. There's times where I've listened to people, I've watched people pray and I've just sat there and started to pay attention. And God has revealed what they're praying about. And I try not to be too awkward, but I'll say, is there anything I can pray for? And something will come out. A word of knowledge. You can ask, Father, is there something you want me to say to this person? And listen. And his voice is love and encouraging and good. And even if it's sin, he does it in a clean way. You can say, is there something I can help you out of? So church, I better conclude this. And I just want to say that with the Lord, the new Pentecost, the outpouring on this Pentecost, the document coming, the gospel will be unleashed through people. People who are ready to see the tsunami of the Spirit and say, I'll get on it. You just swim out there and get up on it. He'll take care of you. If you fall off, so what? You've loved people. To be bold for the Lord. That's what he's inviting us to. And so four quick reminders. Unbound, there's a great book by Neil Lozano. I can't recommend it highly enough. The conference, July 29th, there's handouts when you're leaving the church. And then also Dr. Mary Healy's book, Healing, and a fourth one that I didn't mention that they used Wednesday night at OLGC, and then all this beautiful stuff happened. A documentary called Fearless coming out that Father Matthias mentioned last time. It's not... You guys, this is God's work. Let's cooperate. We've all got different gifts, right? But all of us have Jesus and can help people experience freedom and healing. We just need bold faith and be willing to step out of the boat and let God teach us how to walk on water. He will do it. So ask him to prepare you tonight, to impart to you life-changing grace so that we will all be transformed and equipped, joyful missionary disciples. Convinced of the power of God in our midst and delighted to share the adventure of a missionary life with Jesus, who continues his pilgrimage of love and power through this world, through every disciple who will look in the mirror and say, yet I live no longer I, but Christ is living in me. Go, go, go. And the world's going to know Jesus. And I want to say one of my favorite things that ever came out of my mouth at an awaken. You're the man, Jesus. Give him a hand. Well, It's nice when the Spirit inspires and something comes out and you're like, thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you're awesome. And so I'm going to ask an honest question and you can wave me off back there. Should I do that song or should we keep, do we got to move on? Uh-oh. It's an angry mob. Pitchforks. Maureen, do we got them? Oh, I put it on her. There goes two Christmas cards. Okay, I'll hustle. 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 Oh, boy. So, you guys, this is, you know this praise song. And it's, there's power in the name of Jesus. And I just invite you to sing this with me. And Father, I thank you for your sons and daughters in this time. Thank you for us. I feel like tonight, we've been called and commissioned to be bold and to trust him like never before. Let's do some homework. Let's pick up our tools and get after it. It's going to be beautiful. And so I just ask Jesus as we sing this song that you would impart. We pray that this song would serve as a prayer of impartation, that Jesus would impart to us gifts tonight, gifts for healing, gifts of courage, gifts of boldness, to speak his name, a hunger to study the five keys, to get bold for the Lord, and most of all, just to be radically loving, because that's his glory, to manifest his love. Okay, there's power in the name of Jesus. You sing that? There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. We're not just singing, we're praying. One more time. There's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, there is power in the name of Jesus. Receive it. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Just gaze at the Eucharist. All sufficient sacrifice, so freely given at such a price, brought our redemption, heaven's gates swing wide. Want it, sing it. There is power in the name of Jesus. Pour it out, Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. Make us bold for you. There is power in the name. We're ready, Lord, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Now just listen. There's an army rising up. That's why you're here. There's an army rising up. It's you. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Help people be free and healed. There's power in the name of Jesus. Everything. There is power in the name of Jesus. Fill us with it, Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Last time. There is power in the name of Jesus. Kneel with me, please. There is power in the name of Jesus. Receive. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Just one more moment. Your hands are outstretched. Jesus, we're here and we're yours. We give you full permission to use us. Take everybody's hands in here tonight and impart healing. Take our lips, our mouth, our tongue, impart words of healing. Give our hearts and our minds a boldness, a courage like never before. Send us people this weekend to try to pray for. Not to try, to pray for. Please, Jesus, impart to your beloved people gathered here tonight who are ready to be joyful missionary disciples. Life-changing grace. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Just let it soak in.